Some interesting news alert. For sure.
Alert.
Don't be that guy in your fantasy league.
Don't be that guy.
What advice? Sound advice. Sage advice.
Sage.
From Abel.
He could change his last name.
His last name. Or basketball when they're trying to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
Of course they would love the cop to be silent.
Yeah, of course they would.
Like, it's
seriously the way they talk to talk. Yeah, a lot of talk to talk. To talk talk.
All right. Welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. This is episode 12, season 2. Today is Monday, October 27th. I am here at Kyle's place, paying him a good visit. We will do this twice a season, where I come to visit Kyle. Once sometime in the middle of the season, and once right when we do our last episode, like I did previous season, season 1. Got to witness the very first time of us doing this live from Kyle's place, so, yeah.
He's here. The sweet art decor backdrop.
Anyways, getting into our top five games of the week. Pick top five, actual top five. Get our honorable mentions in. Gonna go over the... MLB postseason, we only got one series left to go. It's supposed to end, if it goes all seven games, I think like on Saturday, Sunday, something like that. Before we go back on broadcast, or at least do our next podcast for next week, so it should be all over by then.
Yeah, game 3 tonight.
And then at least that week, because we know we said we would do the way too early. We're actually doing next Monday. We're going to do our too early NCAA basketball men's and women's picks for our Sweet 16. How we're going to do that is who we think is going to make it into the Sweet 16. We made it to where we're kind of dialing it down to 16 teams. These are the 16 teams we think that's going to make it into that, you know, Sweet 16, really. Obviously, kind of, you know, seed it the way we want to. And then obviously pick a champion there. And then the next week we will do the way too early for MLB postseason. And then we will get into the fantasy competition yet again, even though I don't want to anymore. I just want to go ahead and quit.
It's been great.
And then get back into some gambling and wrap it up again with some Homeward Bound. So go ahead and kick it off there, Kyle, with top five games of the week.
All right, top five. So my top five, I went 2-3. My two wins, I had Michigan beating Michigan State. I beat them by 11. I didn't put the scores down on mine, but I think it was like 31-20 or something like that. So, yep, Michigan goes into East Lansing, wins. So that's one of my wins. And then I had the Packers-Steelers game from last night. Packers looked not really good in the first half, but they played very well in the second half to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road and improve to, I think they're now like 5-1-1.
Yep.
My losses, I had Toronto versus LA. I picked the Dodgers for game one. And Toronto hits a pinch hit grand slam in like the sixth inning or seventh inning to basically just blow them out in game one. And then I had my other loss. I had Canes versus Abs on Thursday night. And it was a good game. It was basically a top game of the week almost. Abs lost to the Canes in a shootout. So I lost that one because I had picked the Abs. And then I had also the Ole Miss-Oklahoma game. Since it was at Oklahoma, I thought Oklahoma would have enough to beat Ole Miss. It was still a really good game, but Ole Miss was just a little bit too much for Oklahoma in this one. So that put me at 2-3 for this week.
I like it. I went 3-2 this week. I did Oklahoma Ole Miss alongside you, I believe. Yeah, I picked Oklahoma with you. Got that win. Yeah, 34-26 final.
You lost that one.
Oh, I did lose that one.
I just saw that. I was like, wait a minute. What the hell? Let's change that in this here real quick.
Anyways, I put the scoring wrong on my side. That's my bad. Picked Michigan with you with the Michigan-Michigan State game. Michigan won 31-20. And then I picked Vanderbilt to beat Missouri for my third college game. Vandy won 17-10. So I went 2-3.
Yep.
Instead of 3-2.
2-3. You didn't get to pick the same game and gets the win.
Whatever.
Tell them about the one loss. That was just a terrible pick by you.
Well, I thought you said the Panthers were good at home. So
not against the Bills.
Not against the Bills. 40-9. Bills freaking just wallop Carolina Panthers. And then, I picked the Dodgers alongside you for game one to beat the Blue Jays. And, yeah, Blue Jays win 11-4. So.
Yeah. 2-3. Wasn't really any crazy games this weekend as much. There's some good NFL games, but nothing too crazy.
Nope.
My actual top five games of the week, I had, my number one was actually the NFL game, Jets versus Bengals. Jets gets their first win of the year. They were down fairly decent to the Bengals going into the fourth quarter, and then Jets get to 30 points, so it's 30-38. They go for two randomly. They get the two-point conversion, so it's 32-38, and then they go down and score and beat the Bengals by 1 point. Breece Hall's my player of the game for this one. He had, actually, I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure he had three touchdowns. He had 147 yards.
I got two touchdowns on mine, too.
I did, too, but I thought he scored three. I had put down two. I could have sworn I saw a stat that he had three. Yeah, he had a passing touchdown. I forgot. He had a passing touchdown. It was like a halfback pass to Mason Taylor. So he had 147 yards and three total touchdowns, technically. My second game that I liked was we watched live during the Michigan-Michigan State game was the Detroit Red Wings and the St. Louis Blues. It was actually kind of a wild game. Blues scored four straight to start the game. So it was 4-0, and Detroit goes on to score six straight to beat them 6-4. It was a wild game. It was a good second period for Detroit because they were down 4-0 in the second period. And they scored three with, like, 3 minutes left or something like that. Two or three.
They scored three.
Three with, like, 3 minutes left. So they were only down by one going into the fourth period or third period. And then they come back and score three more in the third. So it was a great game for them. Really good comeback when they kind of needed that one. They had just lost two in a row. Player of the game goes to Simon Edmondson, defenseman. Yep. He had two goals with a one plus minus. A lot of guys just had, like, one goal each or one assist each. So he's the only one that had multiple points. My third game I had was the 17th-ranked Virginia versus UNC. Virginia won 17-16 in overtime. It was actually a really good game, and UNC almost was literally like a yard away from winning because UNC went for two instead of to tie them in overtime, and he dove for the pylon and missed it by like literally a half yard to win the game. So it was a crazy game, crazy ending. Virginia didn't look too good against UNC, and they're a ranked team, and UNC's not that good, but there wasn't any really standout player. The defense was my player of the game for Virginia. They had a really good game. They had three sacks, two interceptions, and one forced fumble, so no one really did spread the wealth on the offensive side. My fourth game, I had Alabama versus South Carolina. The fourth-ranked Bama beat South Carolina 29-22. It was kind of a wild game because South Carolina pretty much should have won this game, and then they gave up like a wild, weird end-around type play or run to the right side of the field, and they kind of just let them score, but South Carolina couldn't come back down and tie the game. Player of the game goes to Ty Simpson. He had 253 yards passing with two touchdowns. And yeah, Bama continues to win, looking like a playoff team. And we move on. My last game I had was the 22-ranked Texas Longhorns beating Mississippi State in overtime, 45-38. It was a tough loss for the Mississippi State fans on that one.
Tough loss for me, too, because I had them as my pick top upset of the week.
Yeah, you had them as your upset. Mississippi State was up like 38-21 or something like that. They were up by like 17 points. And then Texas goes and scores 17 and then wins it in overtime on a crazy pass in the corner of the end zone where it was ruled incomplete, and then after reviewing it, he just got it in. And that was also to the backup quarterback because Arch Manning got hurt for that play.
Yep.
And it was literally the backup quarterback threw one pass, and it was the touchdown pass. So
to win the game.
Yeah, to win the game. Wild game. Sucks to be Mississippi State fans, but that's college football. Player of the game, I guess I didn't put his name, was Arch Manning. Arch Manning still, actually, this was his best game of the season for him. He had 346 passing yards with three touchdowns, and then he added one rushing touchdown on the ground. So he had a really good game.
Nice, nice. I like that. The two games I agree with you, at least with your top five, because I've got the Bama-South Carolina game as my number one game of the week, agreeing with you with Ty Simpson as player of the game there. And then I put the Jets-Bengals game on my list as well. Breece Hall, player of the game there, and then also the Red Wings Blues game, because obviously we both were watching that game together, and yeah, I'm giving it to Simon Edvinson as well for player of the game. So yeah, those three I kind of agree with you. My two opposite games that I'm kind of differentiating with you is I've got the Louisville Boston College game. That game was pretty close. It got a little out of hand in the fourth quarter, which is okay in my mind. Like, you know, Boston College kept it close, which you don't really expect from a team like Boston College expects, especially against a 19th ranked Louisville. Game went to 38-24. I'm giving player of the game to Isaac Brown, 205 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown. And then my other game of the week was last night, Green Bay Packers beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 35-25, because it was pretty close all the way up until the fourth quarter when Green Bay just finally kind of ran away with it. So giving player of the game to Jordan Love, 360 passing yards with three touchdowns.
Yep, that was his best game of the year too.
So, and then honorable mention is the Virginia Tech California game that happened on Friday night, double overtime. That was fun to watch. Kyron Jones, player of the game, 137 rushing yards, two rushing touchdowns for me. So that's my honorable mention.
Yeah, I was going to put that one in there, but I figured you were going to just because we were watching that game at the bar, and I lost money on that one because Virginia Tech's kicker couldn't make a freaking field goal to win the game.
Nope.
And I placed a good bet because I had placed them to come back and win when it was like 20-10 or whatever it was.
Yep.
So it was worth a shot, and I should have won it. Still had a chance in overtime, and then they just gave up a touchdown first play of the game. So that was fantastic for me. My honorable mention I had was the Sharks and Rangers. The Sharks beat the Rangers 6-5 in overtime. Player of the game was Macklin Celebrini, the young phenom. He had three goals and two assists. We had a five-point game. I put this in my honorable mention only because this was the Sharks' also first win of the season.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was at Madison Square Garden in New York. So I feel like that was deserved to be a honorable mention for them just because we're probably never going to have the Sharks on here ever again. So as a top game.
Nope.
So we'll give them as my honorable mention just a shout out to the San Jose Sharks for getting their first win, especially against the Rangers. No one likes the Rangers.
Nope. Upset of the week. I don't think we have a consensus of this week. My upset of the week is Memphis beating number 18 USF 34-31, giving player of the game to Brendan Lewis. Gets 307 passing yards and two passing touchdowns.
Yeah, we definitely don't have a consensus on this because there wasn't really any great upsets this week.
Nope.
I was tempted to give it to the Jets for the upset of the week over the Bengals just to get their first win. I was tempted to give it to the Rangers just again for their first win, but or the Sharks for their first win. But the Sharks beating the Rangers isn't, like, crazy because the Rangers are only, like, 3-5 right now, so it's not really that crazy upset. Same logic applies to the, what did I say? The other one. Same logic applies to Jets versus Bengals. It's not worth it. Like, that's the Bengals. It's the Bengals. They're not really that good right now. I did want to give it to Virginia Tech over Cal. Virginia Tech was literally in 14th place in the ACC at the time.
Yep.
And they basically, California was, before this game, they were like tied for 5th. They were one game out from being basically in 2nd place.
Oh, yeah.
So this was their 3rd conference loss. So that was basically almost like a 3rd, 4th place ACC team losing to the 15th place ACC team.
Wow.
So to me, that deserving is an upset in itself, and it was on basically any money line. Virginia Tech was not favoring this game whatsoever. So Yep, I'll give it to Virginia Tech over Cal, 42-34 in double overtime. My upset pick that I had picked was Iowa State over BYU, and it was looking good for Iowa State for a good bit of the game, but BYU is just a little bit too much for Iowa State, and they ended up holding on to not get upset by Iowa State in that game.
I like it. I mean, can't do much about that.
Nope.
All right, entertainment. Just go be real quick here with baseball. You got Toronto, LA tied at one apiece going into game three tonight, going into LA. I think we both are going to take LA no matter what because you got three games in LA and then it's going to go back to Toronto. Do you even see it going back to Toronto at all?
Nope. I had, before we talked about the World Series starting, I had a flip, basically. I had L.A. winning game one, Toronto winning game two, L.A. winning the next three. Instead, it's kind of flipped, so it was like Toronto wins game one, L.A. wins game two, L.A. wins the rest. So I have the L.A. just sweeping them here at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I don't see it going back to Toronto, unfortunately. It's going to be an L.A. show from here on out on today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And if it does go to Toronto, if Toronto somehow finds themselves to get another win, it will be Friday, Saturday for game six and seven. So, all right, top five games to watch this upcoming week. Along with that, let's see here. We got number 9 Vanderbilt versus number 20 Texas, number 14 Tennessee versus number 18 Oklahoma. I think we both agree on those games.
Somehow have the same team twice on mine.
I didn't
even do that.
Obviously, you agree with me on those two games.
You have Chiefs, Bills.
At least Colorado, being top Avalanche. Five games.
Oh, wait. Which one did you say? You had Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vandy, Texas.
Yep.
Chiefs, Bills.
I have Chiefs, Bills as well. Yep. I have Avs and Golden Knights as well. And then, yeah, I think there will be at least one game between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers for the rest of this series. I mean, it's the World Series. I can't not put this in the top five games to watch. Like, because whenever you get the World Series, or at least any type of championship, it should be a top five game to watch. So I've got the World Series in there as well between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. So my picks, I've got Vandy beating Texas on Saturday. I've got Tennessee beating Oklahoma on Saturday. I've got Vegas beating the Avs on Friday. I've got the Bills beating the Chiefs on Sunday. And then I've got the Dodgers winning today, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I don't think it will go to the Friday-Saturday matchup at all.
Okay.
So.
Yep. So I just went ahead and changed mine because I, for some reason, I had two on there. And I know I can't remember who I had. No, that's who I had. I don't know why it decided to give me Oklahoma, Tennessee twice on my page. It's not the game I wanted on there.
Blame me. It's my fault.
I was like, what the hell? Why is that on there twice now? Yeah, this is the one I had on there. So, yeah, we have the same besides one game. I have Chiefs, Bills, Avs, Knights, 18th ranked Oklahoma versus Tennessee, 9th ranked Vandy versus Texas, and then I also had 17th ranked Cincinnati versus 24th ranked Houston. I have the Bills at home beating the Chiefs. I have the Golden Knights beating the Avs at home. I have Tennessee beating Oklahoma at home. I have Cincinnati beating Houston on the road, and then I have Texas beating Vandy at home. So, pretty much similar, aren't we?
No. We're picking different on the Tennessee and Texas game.
Nice.
I believe, yeah, because I think I took Tennessee with you. I took Vandy instead of Texas.
Okay, you took Vandy.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with home teams in college football, it just seems to be the right way to go. My upset pick.
I think we're on a consensus for this one.
Yep, we chose Cal over Virginia for this week because Virginia's got to go to the West Coast to play Cal. Cal just had a demoralizing loss to Virginia Tech. So I think and Virginia really played well against UNC over here this week. So I think Cal is going to beat Virginia this week. My one other one that I said you could watch for is Georgia Tech getting upset by NC State this week at NC State.
That would be interesting to watch as well.
Yep.
All right. going on to our fantasy league. Oh boy. The fantasy competition. That I just can't find another win at all.
Alex goes down once again.
Once again. All right. So I had Bo Nix outscoring Baker Mayfield, 31.7 points. J.K. Dobbins outscores Bijan Robinson with 13.1 points. George Pickens outscores Cortland Sutton with 11.3 points. I had Devontae Smith outscoring Darnell Mooney with 11.4 points. I had Hunter Henry outscoring George Kittle with 12.3 points. I had Cam Scadabo. Unfortunately, he gets injured in his game. Prayers up to Scadabo. That looked like that fucking hurt everybody. Outscoring Jerry Jeudy with 9.5 points. And then I had a New England defense outscoring Atlanta's defense with 11 points. And then Brandon Aubrey as my kicker, outscoring Parker Romo with 6 points, with a total of 106.3 points for me.
Okay. All right. So for the winning team again, we had Jalen Hurts outscoring Drake May by 1 point. So it was 33.3 points for Jalen Hurts. Drake May got like 32 points, so it was not really a hard choice. But my running back, I had Saquon Barkley outplaying Quinshon Judkins with 31.4 points. Wide receiver one, I had Jalen Waddle getting 18.4 points over CeeDee Lamb. Wide receiver two, Zay Flowers over Keenan Allen. He got me 10.6. Tight end, the rookie, Orande Gadsden, got me 16.2 points. I had him over Juwan Johnson. My flex appeal, I had Tyler Algier getting 8.4 points over Marvin Mims. My defense special teams, I had the Chargers getting 12 points over Indianapolis. And then my kicker, I had Kaimi Fairbairn give me 14 points to outdo Michael Badgley. And that put me at a whopping 144.3 points for this week. And moving me to 7-1 against Alex.
Boo.
Not only that, this was my second highest scoring week so far this year. Then top week two, where I had 156.3. That was a crazy week.
Very crazy week for sure.
But now I got to keep Jalen Hurts as my new keeper, which I'm not really upset about. Alex still has another, he gets to add another red dash to his player.
I mean, yeah, I get another red player. I mean, I guess it's gonna help me out. Hopefully, I don't know.
Doesn't really do anything.
Not really, but at this point, you never know.
I just gotta win out now.
This has to win out.
Or just get a lot of points.
Maybe.
He's just gonna have to ball out, start taking all the good players here to get on the board.
Well, hopefully my formula has worked so far. Obviously, we're going to be picking. I didn't even bring the coin.
Well, we'll just say since you lost, you get to go first.
Hey, no need for a coin flip.
Loser goes first.
All right, that's fine. Gosh, how do you do this on the phone? Like, I can't even scroll or anything.
It's easy doing it on your phone.
All right. Anyways. All right. Here we go. Running backs first. Let's see here. Do.
So who's your keeper this week?
My keeper is going to be Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. So, yeah, we're basically going straight into running back since Alex's first pick is Bo Nix. My first pick is Jalen Hurts. Who are the bye week players this week? So that will tell us everything.
I didn't even bring my little thing either. No, I do. I did bring it. That's right. Oh, it's in my backpack. I just didn't look far enough.
Hold so, on. Monday night is Cardinals Cowboys. Stay, Tilly. Cardinals Cowboys is our Monday night game. Tilly, stop. Dogs are going crazy.
I knew I backed it.
just didn't look. I didn't look hard enough in my backpack.
His cheat sheet.
The bye weeks. And the coin. He brought the coin. He actually did bring the coin this time.
Tilly, I swear to go lay down.
Tilly's freaking out because I got up and started running around.
Running around the house.
She wanted to chase me. All right, here we go. Week 9 bye weeks is Cleveland, New York Jets, Philadelphia, and then Tampa Bay. And then, obviously, Monday night is, Monday night is Cardinals Cowboys. So no Cardinals, no Cowboys.
Wait, who's the bye week?
Bye week is
Eagles, right?
Yeah, Eagles, Browns,
down goes
Jets,
Kyle's keeper,
Buccaneers. Oh, you had
Jalen. But my second high scoring was Drake May.
Drake May.
I already know because he had 32 point whatever. Well, it would have been right up there with Saquon, but Saquon's also on by week. So Drake May is my now official keeper for Nip High Football.
Well, you have to take Drake's score, not Jalen's score from your for your score then.
That's what I'm doing, Drake.
I know, but last week.
No, you still take your points. I'm just he's not my keeper for this week. What? Why would I not take Jalen Hurts?
Boo.
That doesn't make sense.
Boo.
So the players you get for this week.
Well,
but if they're on a bye week the next week, you don't get to keep your points. They just scored.
No.
That makes no sense.
No.
Half the players didn't get points.
Boo.
That's not how fancy football
Everybody
works.
Boo. Everybody boo Kyle. Boo.
Where's the soundboard for? That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard anyone ever say. At no point in your rambling.
At no point in your rambling.
You're even remotely close to getting it correct. So yes, Drake May will be my keeper now.
But I thought it would be like your running back or your wide receiver. I didn't think it would be somebody that was the other quarterback.
Drake May got 32.8 points. That's what I'm saying. He was literally my second highest scoring player.
Well, I thought it meant we were saying, like, out of all your keepers that you had eliminated, no matter what. Like, you know,
you're saying that.
Yeah, I thought that's what our rule was. Like, you had to keep,
Then it would be, again, because I had, okay, so I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
You're saying.
It would have been either your running back or your wide out.
That was my tight end.
Your tight end.
Because I have Saquon Barkley.
Oh.
Also on a bye.
Or
Andre.
Ran into the same issue that I had last week because I had Matt Stafford and then Adams. Devontae Adams.
I'm actually
my two highest scoring.
I'm actually okay with this. One, I get to keep. Does that mean I get to keep Hurts at some point again?
Yeah.
He doesn't go down on my list since...
No, he gets to go down on your list, but yeah, you can...
Oh, no, that's right. He's going to be my keeper for next week, week after.
Yeah, the week after this week.
So I got to put it over here on the side. Hurts.
For week 10.
Week 10. So it doesn't matter who my keeper is this week?
Oh, no,
he would just be one of my quarterbacks no matter what.
Yeah, he'd just be one of your quarterbacks no matter what.
I gotcha. All right, so new keeper... Rondé Gadsden. All right, so now I actually do got to pick a quarterback.
Now Kyle actually does have to pick a quarterback. Where do I put the coin? Where'd the coin go? Hello? I know I said it down somewhere. Is it in this big-ass blanket somewhere? What the hell? I brought the coin and I had it in my hand. Ugh. Delay. There it is. Found it. All right. Call in the ear, Kyle.
Tails.
It's heads. All right. It is heads. I get to go first. Let me go. All right. Quarterback. No, running back for me. Oh boy. Let's go with I'm just gonna put a name out there and you tell me if I can't take him or not. Kyren Williams.
Well, no, it's my pick.
Oh.
Kyle's taking Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
As his quarterback for Nib High. All right, now Alex is running back.
Now Alex is running back.
Who'd you say?
I said Kyren Williams.
You look good.
Yeah, I could take Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams is added to the team.
Yeah.
All right, so now Nib High football rules. Let's see. I think I have kept him. Damn it, yes. Haven't kept him yet, or haven't played him yet. Oh, have I used the basically MVP? I don't like that matchup, though. But I do like that one. My running back one will be Joshua Jacobs.
Joshua Jacobs.
Playing the Panthers.
All right. For wide receiver one, for me, I will go with, let's see here. DK? Metcalf?
You have him kept already.
Dang it.
No DK.
Jalen Waddle.
You look good to go.
Jalen Waddle it is.
Jalen Waddle. Kyle is wide receiver one. He's going to take... I don't think I've taken him yet. Fuck it, let's do it. We're going with Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra.
St. Brown. Alex with wide receiver two.
Wide receiver two. Let's see here. Let's go with...
Damn it.
What?
Kyle's got to go back to his quarterback real quick.
He already took.
That is a Monday Night Football quarterback.
Yeah, no Cowboys, no.
Wasn't paying attention.
Cardinals.
We're going to go. Damn it, I already take him too. We'll just make this easy. We're going to go with Lamar Jackson coming back. All right, back to Alex's wide receiver two.
Back to Alex's wide receiver two. Wide receiver two. I've really dug here, honestly. I don't know if I want to go that far down. Let me go with,
You haven't even taken some of, like, the really good players yet.
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying.
What are you saving them for?
I don't know.
You're down 7-1.
I don't know, Cap.
You're halfway through.
I don't know.
Like, you could literally still take, like, Jamar Chase.
Give me Marvin Harrison.
Didn't you already take him? Yeah, you already have him.
Damn it.
But I remember when you took him.
Rome Odunze.
You've taken it before, but I don't think you had to keep them.
No, probably not. Rome Odunze.
Wide receiver two for Kyle. He is taking pick is in. Rasheed Rice.
Alright, for tight ends. I'm gonna have to look at the list to make sure I'm not picking anybody. Yeah, I picked him last week. I can't pick him again. Yeah, give me Tyler Warren.
Pick is in for Tyler Warren. Nip High Football's pick is in, and he has Oronde Gadsden.
Gadsden. I like it.
His keeper for this week.
All right, defense.
We're on to flex.
Flex, that's right, flex. The flex position.
Bum, bum, bum.
Give me DJ more.
DJ some more.
DJ some more.
Kyle's flex spot will be Khalil Shakir. Wide receiver, Buffalo.
All right, defense and special teams. Let's see here.
I get one of my top ones I want.
Give me
the Los Angeles Rams.
Give me the Green Bay Packers defense and special
he's
teams.
He's going Green Bay
against Carolina.
All right. Well, I guess give me. If I haven't taken them, I will take the Los Angeles Rams.
Dreadful Saints. All right.
Kickers here. Kickers here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with good old Tyler Loop. It's Miami Dolphins. Against, he plays for the Ravens against mm-hmm. the Dolphins.
Good old Loop.
Loop.
I am just going to continue with my indoor kickers and take Jake.
Jake Bates.
Jake.
All right. For the Sarcastic Balls, starting quarterback is Bo Nix. Running back is Kyron Williams. Wide receiver one is Jalen Waddell. Wide receiver number two is Rome Odunze. Tight end is Tyler Ward. Flex position is DJ Moore. Defense and special teams is Green Bay. And the kicker is Tyler Loop.
For Nip High Football, next quarterback we have Lamar Jackson. Running back we have Josh Jacobs. Wide receiver two we have the C. Rice. Tight end, we have Rondé Gadsden. At flex, we have Khalil Shakir. At defense, we have the LA Rams. And at kicker, we have Jake Bates.
Nice. All right, on to round two, where Kyle gets the first pick.
For my first pick. Having kind of a baller season. Gets to play indoors against a not good defense. We're going to go with Bo Nix.
I have Bo Nix on my team.
I'm not drafting for your team.
But you can't draft the same
shit.
Team.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
No. I did like him this week. Let's go with... he had a good game. Playing at home. We're going to go with Jordan Love.
I like it. All right. We're going to go back and give me Matthew Stafford since I didn't get to
that
keep
was,
him.
That was your keeper.
For my quarterback.
That is technically his keeper from 2 weeks ago. So he has to put him on. And I think I put mine to the side. Yep, hurts for week 10. RB. Running back one. Have I even taken him yet? Let's see. No. I am surprised I have not taken him yet. And let's have a bounce back game for him. I'm going with Bijan Robinson.
All right, for my running back, since you're going with Sonic, I'm going to go with Knuckles. Give me David Montgomery.
I haven't taken.
You took Sonic.
I took the one on St. Brown.
Oh, you took St. Brown. I thought you took Sonic. I'm sorry. Anyways.
I was like, I'm pretty sure they took Gibbs.
Well, Gibbs is off my board anyways.
Actually, I haven't even taken Gibbs yet. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know Gibbs was on my eliminated. That's
crazy. I should have taken him.
Anyways.
Dear David Montgomery, he's got knuckles.
I've got knuckles.
At wide receiver one, we're going to go with... Have I not even taken him either? We're going to go with, hopefully he's very optimistic to return for week 8. We're taking a risk. We're going with Puka.
Puka.
Nakua.
All right. For my wide receiver one, I'm going to go against myself here and go take Justin Jefferson.
Jay Jettas. I was thinking about taking him, but I think I already took him. Oh, wait. I fudged up. I couldn't take Amon Ra that round.
Why not?
He was right there.
You already took Amon Ra?
Yeah, so I'll put Puka there. Yeah, he's on my wide receiver 2 board right there. And I'll take Puka off here. So I'll just draft 2 wide receivers real quick.
All right. He's got to pick 2 wideouts now.
I'm not taking him. That was one guy I was kind of looking out. We're starting to get a little iffy on trying to find players. So he missed this week, but I think he might play this week. So we're going to give him a shot. I'm going to go with Drake London. I'm one of them.
Okay.
The other one. I'm not taking him either. Nope. We're going to go with CD Lamb. Oh my god. No, we're not. Every time
he finds somebody, he's eliminated.
Fuck it. Jamar Chase.
Alright, wide receiver 2 for me now.
Yep. Wide receiver 2. Find it, Alex.
Give me the Sun God. Since you can't take Sun God now. Because I've been waiting. I wanted to take Sun God. I have the bye week. I was like, oh, I'm going to go all Lions out of the bye week.
All right, now he's got his... He gets to get Amon Ra.
Got to get Amon Ra.
We're going to go at tight end. I don't think I've taken him yet because he's been usually hurt. We're going to give a shot for him. We're going to go with George Kittle.
I like it. I think he's going to give me another line, pal.
He's going Sam.
Sam LaPorta.
He's getting rid of all of his Lions players now.
I mean, right out of the bye week, usually they play really, really well, so that's...
Let's see. Flex. I like to scroll to the bottom for my flexes.
That's the whole reason I saved a lot of my Lions. It's just, unfortunately, I get to keep Matt Stafford and Bo Nix, so Jared Goff gets to wait a couple more weeks.
You know what? For fun, for my flex, I'm probably not going to do anything, but give me Alvin.
Alvin Kamara. All right. For my flex, I'm going to go with Chase Brown.
Brown. Defensive and special teams. We're going to go with... I think I've already kept them. I did. Oof. I don't like a lot of these. Ooh, I might like that if I have them. No, I don't. God dang it. We're going to go with...
Psych!
Just kidding.
Turns right around as soon as the draft bell rings.
We are going to go with... Give them a shot. New England. Patriots.
The Pats at home. Like it.
Pats at home.
Alright. I'm going to go with... Pick them. Yep, Dallas Cowboys.
That's a Monday night game.
Oh yeah, that's right. Fuck no Cowboys.
We keep picking all the Dallas players.
No today. Cowboys, no Cardinals. Gah. Ah. Hmm.
Let me go with Baltimore on the road against Miami. Baltimore against Miami.
Kicker. Let's go with I think I'm taking him. Indoor kicker Joshua Carty.
The LA Rams, like it. Let's see here. I guess I'll go with the indoor kicker and give me Will Reichard.
Will Ricard.
Ricard. All right. Go ahead, Gallon.
Give us your service. Tight end, we have George Kittle. At flex, we have Alvin Kamara. Defense, a special team, we have the Patriots. And at kicker, we've got Joshua Carson.
All right. For Taco Corpse, EBBBB, we've got starting quarterback Matthew Stafford, running back David Montgomery, wide receiver Justin Jefferson, wide receiver number two is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Tight end is Sam Laporta. Flex is Chase Brown. Defense is special teams is Baltimore Ravens. And then for the kicker is Will Riker. I like it.
We like it.
I like it like a lot. Like a lot. Okay. On to the most favorited segment of everybody, including Alex.
Including Alex.
Gambling Man. Scroll over so I can read it. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problem with gambling. Please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-THE-GAMBLER.
Alright.
Update my... See, I went three. Right, I guess I'll just stop doing it real quick.
It's okay.
For top five singles this week, I went 3-2. Let's see. That put me at a total of 25 and 28. I'm catching up to myself. My singles I had last week were... I had the Chargers -2.5 versus the Vikings, and that was a win, resulting in $19 won. I had Broncos money line versus Cowboys at -140. That's so that got me $17. That was a win. I had the Steelers money line versus Green Bay at +130. That's a loss. That's a -$10. I had a Vegas -1.5 versus Carolina. That was a W. That was +185. So that netted me $28. Then I had the Steelers versus Green Bay under a 44.5, and that was a loss. So that lost me another $10. But just a foreshadow, I lost my anything goes and same game parlay. But I still finished positive. I finished positive $30 for the week. So that puts me in negative 65 so far. Not good, but we're coming back. My upcoming top five singles I have. First one, I have Texas -2.5 versus Vandy at -118. I think Texas beats them. I know you have Vandy winning. I don't know. I just feel like the Texas game against Mississippi State, that was the best their offense has looked. Playing at home, I feel like they have a shot to like carry this on and hopefully get their push into a playoff situation. So that's -118. $10 wins me $18 on that one. Clemson, I have at -3.5 versus Duke. That's at -108. So $10, $19. I have Indiana versus Maryland. I'm taking the over in points of 51.5. These are two high-scoring teams. Indiana is 100% absolutely for real team, but Maryland can score points as well. So I see them at least getting over 51.5 points. That's at -110, so that'll net me $18. I have the Steelers money line versus the Colts at home. That's at plus 124. I think the Steelers could beat the Colts, especially playing in Pittsburgh. So that would net me $22 on that one. Then I have the upset of the week that we both selected. I have California Moneyline versus UVA at home. That one's at plus 160, so even higher odds. But plus 160 will get you $26 on a $10 bet. So, yeah, those are my top five singles and my past singles and upcoming singles that I had.
I like that. I like that. Past singles, obviously, I went 2-2 because one is TBD with the Shohei Ohtani World Series MVP. So that's still sitting there with my upcoming as well, since we will know by the time we come back and do our podcast if I've won or lost that. Odds, it was at plus 170 when you could cash it in. You can't cash it in anymore. So if you didn't capitalize on it, that's your fault, not mine. So yeah, 2-2. Two wins is Oilers money line over Ottawa. They won. LA Chargers spread over the Vikings, negative 2.5 spread, and that one as well. So that gave me my two wins. Two losses is the Carolina Panthers. I took the 7.5 spread against the Bills. Obviously, they could not cover that spread. And then the San Francisco 49ers money line over the Texans, and the 49ers lost to the Texans probably by like 4 or 5 points, though. It was a pretty close game. But yeah, overall, I'm 31-25. I'm kind of catching myself in the wrong way, to where Kyle is catching himself in the right way.
Yep, catching back up.
So, yeah. With my upcoming top five singles, obviously, with the Shohei Ohtani World Series MVP, we've got Rasheed Rice anytime touchdown at negative 105. Got Denver Broncos 1.5 spread over the Texans at negative 105. I like that better than the money line. It gives you a little bit better odds, better money for the Broncos to win over the Texans. And then Washington Commanders money line over the Seahawks. I like that for the Sunday night game at plus 138. And then LA Dodgers spread over Toronto for tonight is at plus 102, which is a little bit better than the actual outright Dodgers winning over Toronto. So I like taking that for tonight.
Win by two.
Obviously, my honorable mention, I'm agreeing with you with the California plus 160 money line over Virginia.
But so, you can't make that bet.
But I can't make that bet. But that's always my honorable mention. I always try to put some college in my honorable mention because I can mention it. I can always advise it. But I can't put my own money on it. And I can't make a profit off of it.
That's fair enough.
For
anything goes parlay, like I said, I already mentioned I lost. I'm not 0-11 on anything goes parlay, which is weird. Can't hit these to save our lives.
Nope.
I only lost by one. I had Michigan State to cover the 14-point spread against Michigan. They hit that. I had Vandy Moneyline over Missouri. They hit that. And then I took LSU Moneyline against Texas A&M. They did not hit that. So I lost that one. My upcoming ones, hopefully for the first winner, finally. We got Broncos -1.5 spread versus Houston. That's minus 105. I'm taking the Bengals Moneyline versus the Bears at home. Plus 105. And then I'm taking the Bills money line against the Chiefs at Buffalo for plus 105. So that gives me a plus 720 for this one. 10 bucks will net you $82. So here's hoping that's my first win.
All right. Anything goes parlay. I'm 0-11 as well there, Kyle, so don't feel bad. Yep. Obviously, I did anytime goals, anything goes parlay. Sidney Crosby got a goal. Philip Forsberg got a goal, and the one guy that we would all think would get a goal did not. Nathan McKinnon did not get a goal, so 0-11 there. Unfortunate for me. For my upcoming anytime or anything goes parlay, I've got the Rasheed Rice anytime touchdown at negative 105. Going for a Equinox tonight. Freddie Freeman one or more RBIs tonight at plus 155. And then it's Sidney Crosby anytime goal again at plus 175. Total of plus 1269. $10 will pay out 126.
It's a big one. It's a big one right there. We're same record now because you hit your same game parlay.
Yep.
I did not hit my same game parlay. I also missed it by one. One, basically. I hit two, And I had this wrong. It was actually this one that lost. This one that won. So that put me at 2-9. I had the Chargers money line versus Minnesota. That hit. I had Justin Herbert to throw over 2 touchdown passes. That hit. And I had Keenan Allen to get 6 or more receptions. And he only got 4. So that made me lose that one. Oh, now we're going in with even less odds because I would like to hit one of these at some point. For my same game parlay, I have the Chiefs game tonight. I have Patrick Mahomes throwing 3 touchdowns at plus 120. I have an anytime touchdown for Kelce at minus 110. And then I have a Chiefs money line of just -6.5 at minus 213. I lowered it. I bought some points to get them just to win by a touchdown. So mine's only a whopping plus 272, but it is still positive money, and it's $10 payout 37 on that one.
I like that. I like that. But yeah, I've gone 2 in a row with the same game goes parlay with Jack Hughes getting an anytime goal, Jesper Pratt getting 1 or more points, and then the New Jersey Devils taking it to Toronto and winning. So I am 2-9 now in the same game parlay. I'm going with you with the game tonight between the Chiefs and the Commanders. I'm going to go with the Rashee Rice anytime touchdown yet again with negative 105. Deebo Samuel to get 50 or more receiving yards at plus 128. And then JCM to get 50 or more rushing yards at negative 102. So that makes it a +721. $10 pays out $72. So I'm kind of liking that, really.
Yeah, I do like that. Just need that Rashee Rice touchdown.
Yep. For nice. Sure.
All right. That,
triple downing on that Rashee Rice.
The only thing I have left was don't bet on it. And I had Penn State versus Ohio State.
Yeah.
To me, that could be a trap game, even though it's at Ohio State. I don't feel good about it. Penn State's lost like 4 in a row. I feel like Ohio State could be like maybe sleep on them. I'm not saying Ohio State's going to lose Penn State, but it's a game that it wouldn't surprise me if like Penn State stays in this game.
Yep.
Randomly.
Yeah, my don't bet on is the Tennessee-Oklahoma game. Those two teams are just way too close into being the same kind of team that you see day in and day out to where I could see Tennessee winning this game. I could see Oklahoma winning this game. Obviously, I've picked Tennessee to win at home. You've picked Tennessee to win at home, but you know, sometimes a guy named Mateer can just show up and show out and just freaking just wallop Tennessee and just like unexpectedly Oklahoma will win the game. So don't bet on the Tennessee-Oklahoma game.
Yep, that's true.
So bring it on home.
It's okay, but just I know go to the scoreboard.
It's okay. We'll just scoreboard review real quick because I did that earlier since Kyle's got the whole talking points on his. So, yeah, I got 113.3 points this week. Last week I was at 800.5. So now I am at a total of 913.8 points.
For me, this week I had 149.3 points. Added to my previous overall of 1,077.2 points, putting me at 1,226.5 points.
So Kyle's just killing me right now.
It's a little bit of a steamroll situation we got going on right now, but we've still got a lot of the big ones coming up with too early and way too early. And if you look at, if you just go to take a peek at the too early, my champs is not going to be a champion. Penn State ain't in it.
Nope.
Texas probably ain't going to be in it. Clemson ain't going to be in it. LSU ain't going to be in it.
Well, I picked Texas to win for on my side, so.
Iowa State ain't in it. Both our champs
could not win it.
I literally have the shot at maybe like 3 teams to make the top 12 that I picked.
Yeah, well.
So, you have a shot, although.
Nope. Penn State. I do not.
And Texas could surprise us and just win out and somehow make it.
Just somehow. Somehow. All right. Yeah.
So Homer bound.
Lions coming out of bye week. Going to face the Minnesota Vikings. I feel good about that matchup.
Yeah, Vikings suck. They're reeling. They're not that good this year.
So
might as well take and get whatever they can. So, yeah, I have a feeling Lions should blow them out pretty good.
Packers looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, Packers had a slow start in the first half and then poured it on the second half. I think they scored 25 points in the second half and only 10 in the first. So, look good. Still the only one-loss team technically in the NFC.
Yep.
So, they're technically first place in the NFC.
Poor Panthers. Got brought down back to earth by the Bills, unfortunately. Yep.
Panthers first loss at home. I told Alex not to put the money on the Bills. It's not happening.
Warned everybody against it.
That was my guaranteed pick that the Bills would cover that spread in a heartbeat. Bills ain't losing three in a row. NC State had a rough game with Pitt.
Very rough game.
They put up points, but Pitt's good, and they had to play them on the road, so that wasn't really kind of what you expected at NC State this year. So
no.
Yep. And then we had the Michigan State football game.
Yep. Well, I had on my side, look what I put for my thing. Yeah. Yeah. Basketball looked amazing against St. John's during the exhibition game. We loved watching all that. Yeah. That was a great game to watch.
Yep. So, yeah, we had a bunch. We had the Michigan basketball, St. John's exhibition game at the Madison Square Garden. Michigan wins in overtime. I think it was like 96-92, I want to say was the score. So, yeah, Michigan basketball, and St. John's is preseason ranked number 5. We're preseason ranked number 7. And this was a glorified home game for St. John's. So, basically, it's Michigan going into St. John's and beating the fifth ranked team. Yeah, Michigan looks good. This was a lot better game, exhibition game, than the Cincinnati game. Cincinnati game, we were also missing all of our centers and all of our power forwards. So, we only played freshmen, basically. This game, we had the entire full team, and they just looked like where they should be ranked. They should be a top 10 team for the whole year. Michigan State, that was a fun game to watch.
Oh, yeah, that was a great game, football game.
And it was almost like a patented Michigan team when they played Penn State last year. We didn't have to throw the ball that often. We ran all over their throats. So Michigan, Justice Haynes had, I think, like 152 yards rushing and a touchdown. Jordan Marshall had like 110 yards rushing and a touchdown. Bryce Underwood had, I think, like 30 or 35 yards and a touchdown, all on the ground. I think we only threw for like maybe 100 yards passing. So it was one of those games where we didn't have to throw the ball like the Penn State game last year. They couldn't stop the run. And then Michigan's defense looked a lot better again this week. It's almost like Wink Martindale was listening to the podcast, and when I said to stop blitzing every play, stop blitzing. And especially stop blitzing when it's like 2nd and 18, 3rd and 20. There's no reason to blitz on these long and down distances when you can just play coverage and send your 4 down linemen and they will get pressure instead of leaving a gap in the middle. There's still some things I like to see them work on, especially even though they're not blitzing on those like 2nd and 3rd and longs, they're leaving the post in the middle, the deep thirds middle open on these plays. And they've been getting burned on these post routes and these skinny posts all year in the middle of the field. But it's early and they're making strides. So they have literally gradually gotten better every single week. I can see it in Bryce as well. Bryce Underwood's gotten better every single week. So, yeah. And then we've got Purdue lined up for next week. So we kind of have an easy slate for the most part. We have Purdue, Northwestern, bye week.
Yeah.
At Maryland will be a tough game, but then should win it. Then you got Ohio State. So we should go into the Ohio State game arguably 9-2.
With a chance to get into the playoffs.
Chance to make the playoffs and or Big Ten championship game. So with only one loss in the Big Ten.
Yep, that would be pretty cool.
So, yep.
Deacons, they got a somewhat win, but a win is a win. It's, you know, not the best win that you could have on your board, but, I mean, beating SMU by a field goal, you know. Yeah, win is a win.
Yeah, win's a win. That was a big win.
So, Red Wings, I feel like they've hired the right guy to coach this squad. Like, this dude just freaking puts a fire underneath them in the right time when they need it. Like we saw when they were down 4-0, they just come back and they just score. And it was just like, yeah, I feel like we've hired the right guy. The head coach of the squad.
He's definitely the right coach. Red Wings were reeling, too. They could not – I mean, it's way too early to say it, but they just couldn't afford to keep – like, to lose 3 straight, especially this one at home.
Yep.
They had a loss since the last podcast to Buffalo on the road, then the Islanders on the road, and then they were losing 4-0 against the Blues. So, yeah, they had to win this game. They play the Blues on the road this time, so they'll play the Blues tomorrow on the road. And then Wednesday or Thursday they go from St. Louis all the way to LA to play the Kings on the road. And then the Ducks on the road.
Yep, then they do their West Coast.
Then the Sharks on the road. So I'd like to see them at least beat the Sharks, beat the Ducks, maybe beat the Kings. I don't think you're gonna sweep. They did it last year.
They did it.
They did sweep the Cali road trip last year, but I think they're gonna lose the Kings, beat Ducks and Sharks. But it'd be nice to beat the Blues too, so maybe just come out of there. At least come out of this road trip even.
Yeah.
Come out 500. But yeah, they look good, so I'm excited. So I think by the time. Yeah, because that's Monday night. We'll get to talk about Michigan's first home game, first game of the year for basketball.
Yep. Next podcast. That's what we'll be doing next week. We'll be all Michigan. All basketball. Basketball.
Week one starts.
Yep.
Next podcast.
And then the Canes. Canes bounce back against the Avs, but then they lose to the Stars, and then they go face Vegas again here at home in Raleigh. So
I should win this one. Yeah, they've had a tough one, too, here. They've had to play some good teams. Avs, Stars, Vegas twice. Yeah.
It was not
New Jersey.
It was not an easy road warrior like type of series for them. But they came out with some good wins. They kept it undefeated until they faced the Avs.
Yeah, they went 1-2. They beat the Avs, lost to Vegas, lost to the Stars.
So, can't really complain about that.
No. Nope.
Kind of series.
Nah, now it's all on you, Alex. Did you get your basketball and your soccer? Yeah.
So, Pistons, they start their regular season to 2-1. They face the Cavs tonight. I feel good about the Pistons. They've had some good games. Obviously, they didn't start the season off to a good, you know, it was a loss to the Bulls, but I feel like the Pistons are starting their season just like the Red Wings and just like the Lions. They're going to lose their first game, and then they rattle off four amazing wins. So they win against Cavs tonight, and then they win their next game. And then Wrexham, they get a good bounce-back win on Wednesday, and then they just lost yet again on Saturday, unfortunately. Poor Wrexham.
Yep. Well, they tied, didn't they?
No, they lost.
It was a tie game. Oh, no, they did score twice, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a draw, but no, it was a loss. But that wraps it up for this and that podcasting podcast. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Have yourself a good rest of your day. I'm Alex Bauer.
I'm Kyle Davis.
See y'all next week.
Peace.